Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of a Christmas and Epiphany sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll thank you with a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and Epiphany sermons.
That time has come. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is how it works. We have four soundbites from this week's audio here on Issues Etc. We brought them together, and we're going to play them for you. Now, all you need to do is listen to the soundbites and then decide while you're listening which one you think ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can choose it because you agree or disagree, because you like it or dislike it, because you find it remarkable or funny or ridiculous. Your reasons are your own. We'd like to know which one you think should be Soundbite of the Week, why you're voting for it, and of course, make sure you tell us where you're voting as well. Votes coming in via the phone, they get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also vote via email. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. And remember, your city and your state and the reason why you're voting. We're giving an LPR bundle package to the best vote on this Friday. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Up first, soundbite number one, Dr. John Oberdeck on the Lutheran difference in youth ministry.
Our Lutheran theology ought to have an influence on what we do in our practice that would make a Lutheran youth group observably different in some way, let's say, than a Catholic youth group or a Presbyterian youth group, that there's something about it that's going to be different. Because these theologies do make a difference. If one youth group looks at youth ministry as the opportunity for conversion, well, then another view is that this is not a time for conversion, it's the time for spiritual growth and time for confession. If one theology in youth ministry sees itself as purpose-driven, Lutheran theology sees itself in youth ministry as learning how to be forgiven. If one youth theology says the goal is to lead a sanctified, holy, sanctified life, Lutheran theology would look at this as an opportunity for a training ground in understanding and learning how to engage in daily repentance. There are theological differences that I think can be observable.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. John Oberdeck, the Lutheran difference in youth ministry. Here's soundbite number two, live this Friday, December the 10th. Pastor Peter Berg was with us, and he talked at one point about the twin dangers of pietism and rationalism.
We'll never get rid of them. Orthodox Christianity will always fight against them. It is this legalistic mindset that the goal of Christianity is better living, empower people to be better, to be happier, to be more victorious. It's the theology of glory. It's having your heaven here on earth, and we need to preach against this. You know this well. Luther said that the human heart is an idol factory. The preacher is not Aaron building a golden calf. He's Moses. He tips these idols over, whatever they may be, grinds them into dust, and makes his people drink them so that out of that bitter taste, they have a longing to drink of the true God. They'll always be with us. A friend of mine said that pietism is like herpes. It's always with the person in his body.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Berg, the twin dangers of pietism and rationalism. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Mark Eicher. He was on the program. We were talking about the source of many popular worship songs. And here he is describing the problem of Pentecostal worship songs.
It is presupposed that neither God the Father nor God the Son are present in that worship service, and the Holy Spirit is only present because of something the worshipers do, either to raise themselves up to heaven or to pull heaven down to our level through their praise. a steady diet of this type of song used in this way, I believe, is conditioning the congregation to believe in a certain way. There's a fellow that's going around St. Louis, I understand, who dresses up like Jesus on Sunday morning, and he attends local worship services, but he's teaching people to look for Jesus in the wrong place. If he were to walk into a Lutheran congregation and stand at the back of the church, people are going to turn their heads and say, oh, yeah, there's Jesus standing there, when they should be looking for Jesus in the Word, in the sacraments, and in the preaching of the pastor.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Mark Eicher on the problem of Pentecostal worship songs. Here's soundbite number four this week. It's Pastor David Peterson, a sermon of his that we reviewed on the woman who touched Jesus' garment.
She might hold too low of an opinion of our Lord's compassion. Perhaps she thinks to touch only his garment because while she wants to be healed, she does not want to bother him. That might sound pious, but it is not. For the prayers of the saints, whether they are for big or small or even impossible things, are no bother to our Lord. Do not pull this Midwest humble crap with God. Do not try to hide your feelings from God or pretend to be someone else. Don't act all shy and self-conscious, because that is an insult. You are withholding yourself from the Lord. If what you want is a good parking spot or to win the game or even something seemingly impossible, such as your husband back from the dead, then ask God for it. And to hold back is to hold out on God as an indication that you do not trust him. Repent and do not be afraid. For the Lord God, in his mercy, in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, loves you and loves your prayers, and is no more shocked by them than the mother is shocked by a four-year-old boy who wants every toy that he sees in the catalog and at the same time wants to be Superman and a dog.
All right, it's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, December the 10th. I want to hear from you and your votes. This break is a great time to cast your vote. Our call-in number, votes coming in over the phone, get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. You can email us your votes right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send a tweet @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc.
Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of a Christmas and Epiphany sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll thank you with a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and Epiphany sermons.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal is out. It contains an article that I've written titled The Theology of Jesus. What's the connection between the Church's Confession of Christ and her Confession of the Trinity? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. Journal. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Mason Beecroft writes about the false promises of Pop American Christianity. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. Journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, December the 10th. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The soundbites this week: soundbite number one, Dr. John Oberdeck, the Lutheran difference in youth ministry. Soundbite number two, Peter Berg on the twin dangers of pietism and rationalism. Soundbite number three, Mark Eicher on the problem of Pentecostal worship songs. And soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment. We're giving away an LPR bundle package to the best vote this Friday. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. We call it the LPR bundle package. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes go first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Paul in Kingsport, Tennessee says, number three, Mark Eicher, because hardly anyone else has noticed that the Pentecostal worship songs actually have Pentecostal theology. Paul, thank you very much for listening in Tennessee, and thank you for your vote. Sarah in Minnesota says, number four, because he said, don't pull this Midwest humble crap with God. Yes, I noted when we were reviewing that sermon, it's exactly my sin in prayer. I'm falsely humble before God. No sense in that at all. Sarah, thanks for listening in Minnesota. What about the rest of you? Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote that way. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Dennis in Michigan says, my vote is for Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Peterson. His sermons are second only to my pastor. That's a high praise from Dennis in Michigan. Thank you very much for your vote. Adrian in St. Louis says she's voting for number four because he, that is Pastor Peterson, she says, is the best preacher in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. That may well be true. I've listened to a lot of them. It may well be true. Adrian, thanks for listening in St. Louis. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Frank in Illinois says that he's voting for soundbite number three, Mark Eicher, the problem of Pentecostal worship songs. Frank says, my vote is for Mark because he is a valuable resource when defending against the contemporary worship movement that turns us back on ourselves to create a manifestation of God's presence. This not only traces their origin, but enlightens us as to why they lack content and proper catechesis. That's teaching. Frank, thanks for voting. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Still time for your vote and for a chance to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, 1-877-623-6943. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for December is a Christmas book, and it's a children's book. Those two things often go nicely together. The telling of the simple narrative of the Christmas story, according to St. Luke, has become part and parcel of Christian devotion at this time of the year, and our Issues Etc. book of the month for December does just that. It's brand new from Concordia Publishing House. It's one of those arch books that are so beloved by so many. It's called The Shepherds Shook in Their Shoes. You can find out more about this and the other Christmas arch books from Concordia Publishing House. Give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, or go to our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find the shepherds shook in their shoes on every page of the website, issuesetc.org. Andy's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
How you doing, Pastor?
Very well.
I'm going to vote for number three. I have a friend who is involved with the Pentecostal congregation, and, of course, they wouldn't baptize her son when he was an infant because Pentecostals don't do that. Now that he is 14 and he wants to be baptized, she refuses to let him be baptized because he's still sinning. And the theology of the song support that kind of idea. That's just crazy.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Well, it's quite true. It's just as Mark Isher says in the soundbite. He says that these songs communicate a theology that if fed a steady diet of this, will consistently render exactly what they teach in what people believe. What we sing and what we pray determines what we believe and vice versa. It's quite true. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. This comes from Matt in Westchester, Illinois. He says, I vote for Pastor Peterson. These other three sound bites are an analysis of good theology. Pastor Peterson's sermon is good theology. It crushes me and fills me with joy. Matthew, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Westchester. That makes soundbite number four our winner this week as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Pastor David Peterson on the woman who touched Jesus' garment.
She might hold too low of an opinion of our Lord's compassion. Perhaps she thinks to touch only his garment because while she wants to be healed, she does not want to bother him. That might sound pious, but it is not. For the prayers of the saints, whether they are for big or small or even impossible things, are no bother to our Lord. Do not pull this Midwest humble crap with God. Do not try to hide your feelings from God or pretend to be someone else. Don't act all shy and self-conscious, because that is an insult. You are withholding yourself from the Lord. If what you want is a good parking spot or to win the game or even something seemingly impossible, such as your husband back from the dead, then ask God for it. And to hold back is to hold out on God as an indication that you do not trust him. Repent and do not be afraid. For the Lord God, in his mercy, in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, loves you and loves your prayers, and is no more shocked by them than the mother is shocked by a four-year-old boy who wants every toy that he sees in the catalog, and at the same time wants to be Superman and a dog.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, December the 10th. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. The winner of the LPR bundle package is going to be Adrian in St. Louis. Adrian, if you would email us with your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. So the winner is soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on the woman who touched Jesus' garment. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation this weekend. Now, we need a little more than $42,000 to make budget for this year. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Remember, no gift is too small. LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Now, you can also make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. For any sized year-end donation, we're going to send you a CD with one of my Christmas and Epiphany sermons. And thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us all along, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2010. When you go to church this weekend, Please invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. Monday on the program, we're going to talk to Pastor Heath Curtis of Trinity Lutheran Church in Warden, Illinois, about 4th century martyr St. Lucia. That's Monday on Issues Etc. There is no sense in pretending with God. There's no sense in putting on airs with God or displaying false humility with Him. He knows your heart. He knows what's in there. He knows what you're thinking and what you're feeling. It not only doesn't make any sense, it is, as Pastor Peterson so rightly pointed out, sinful. It is, in fact, an insult to God to approach Him in false humility or to fail to approach Him because of false humility. He wants to be prayed to. He wants to hear our prayers. Do our prayers provide Him with anything? No, because He desires to provide us with everything. That's why He wants to hear our prayers. To hold back those things that we desire from God, even if they be impossible, is in fact an insult to God. It is saying to Him we don't trust Him or think He can do what we ask, or it's no use to ask Him. Ask away. He wants us to. He wants to hear those prayers because He wants to provide everything for us. Think about Jairus, who came to Jesus even after his daughter had died. That's a situation that cannot be humanly remedied. And yet Jairus knew that he was dealing not just with the man Jesus, but with the God Jesus, who can do the impossible and who can, does, and will even raise the dead. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.